fell down but got right back up. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. The bike ride that President Biden took this morning near his beach house in Delaware wasn't newsworthy, but the fall that he took while getting off the bike was. The president got up right away, mostly unassisted. He then posed for pictures with onlookers and answered some questions.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
I keep on taking these things off. I got my foot caught.
The president was accompanied by the first lady. They celebrated their 45th anniversary yesterday. Three Americans who went to fight in Ukraine are missing, and two of them showed up on video yesterday.
My name is Alexander Drucki. I am against war.
The video featuring veterans Alex Drucki and Andy Nguyen was released by Russian state TV. Although it hasn't been confirmed the men were captured, Drucki served in the Army. Nguyen was a Marine. A Philadelphia firefighter is being mourned. The 27-year veteran died in a building collapse. It happened this morning after a fire at the building was extinguished.
You can't predict this. Yeah, this was just a catastrophic accident that really hurt our department.
Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy, four other firefighters, and a building inspector who were trapped were all rescued. A TV production team that works with late-night comedy host Stephen Colbert is facing charges after allegedly entering the U.S. Capitol without credentials.
The Late Show team came to interview three House Democrats, including Adam Schiff, and then they came back to the Capitol complex later on Thursday night, and they were caught in the building after hours.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. CBS defended the team in a statement. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More sorrow in Alabama, where a third person has died following a shooting at a church on Thursday. The suspect, a 70-year-old man, is in custody. Police in Vestavia Hills say Robert Smith occasionally attended the church, but it's unclear what his motive was.
The person that subdued the suspect, in my opinion, is a hero. I don't know how many people were in the meeting at the time of the event, but the person that subdued him is a hero.
Police Captain Shane Ware, Smith is charged with capital murder. The police department in Uvalde, Texas, has agreed to cooperate with an investigation into last month's school shooting. Lawmakers leading the probe had started publicly questioning why the department didn't agree sooner. Shortly after the attack that killed 21 people, police gave conflicting stories. They also haven't released records sought by media outlets. Students in Michigan are demanding change after a shooting rampage.
Almost two dozen students at Oxford High School are suing the school district, demanding an independent review and policy changes, including that the district stop sending students who pose a risk back to classrooms. Following the shooting last fall that left four students dead and several others hurt, all amid warning signs from the suspect, now 16-year-old Ethan Crumbly, who faces murder, terror, and other charges. His parents are also accused of manslaughter for allegedly providing their son with a gun unused and of failing to stop him. The latest lawsuit does not seek financial damages, though other lawsuits filed following the shooting do. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Assault weapons are no longer for sale in Delaware now that the state has approved a ban on weapons like AR-15 rifles. President Biden applauded that move. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.